to expect, really, and I was a little nervous about it, and, but you know, I felt great, and you know, I had no setbacks, so I feel really excited about that, that I can hopefully, you know, play the series out with as much help as possible.
Steve, how much maintenance are you having to do on the hip day to day? Is it normal stuff? Or
yeah, just normal stuff. Just normal stuff. It feels pretty good. I almost, you know, it's all precautionary more than anything. I don't really feel like at this point any reason to panic or anything. I like have to do extra. It's just precautionary.
The coach talks a lot about how you're almost too unselfish, but did you feel like in game one you wanted to set the pace early and wanted to, you know, with the drives that you did and just
just try to be aggressive no matter what. I happen to get inside for some layups early. You know, sometimes the defense comes to help and I pass to my teammates, so you know, that might be the case in the second game, or maybe the game takes a totally different tone. So I don't try to go in there thinking, hey, I have to go in and score. I just want to try to make plays for my teammates, and if I'm in there and able to get a good look myself, I got to take it.
As a whole, you guys got to the paint a lot.
Well, we've been pretty good this year, scoring in the paint at times. And, you know, it's important for us to try to, you know, not settle for so many threes and just get to the basket when we can and try to get to the foul line as well.
Expecting them to attack you more defensively than they did earlier.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, this team's been through it all. They know what they're doing, and they've come back from deficits or losses already this year, so in the playoffs. So we expect to get a great effort from them, and they'll make adjustments, and we have to be ready to respond.
The Cavs seem most disappointed about the performance on defense, especially in the first few times. Was the idea just to never stop doing that at some point?
Well, I mean, we want to look to run when we can, but you know, sometimes the opportunities arise and sometimes they just don't. And obviously, you know, we got a few opportunities last night. Maybe they made a few mistakes, but we also feel like we made some mistakes and gave them some transition opportunities that we'd like to take away. Well, hopefully it means we're a better team, and we have the toughness to play through difficulties or stretches where, you know, the other team goes on a run or stagnant or whatever it may be. And I think obviously we want to just play better and better, but I think our team can win in different ways now. You know, we can get stops, we can score in the half court, we can score in transition, we can get to the line a little more. We're still a very good three-point shooting team. So, you know, some of those nights when things aren't working for us, maybe we can find other ways to win games.
Getting common on Robert's decision against wear the jerseys tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fantastic. You know, I think I think the law is very misguided. I think it's unfortunately to the detriment of our society and our civil liberties. And I think it's really important for us to stand up for things we believe in. So as a team and an organization, you know, we have a lot of love and support for all of our fans. The league is very multicultural. We have players from all over the world, and our Latino community here is very strong and important to us, and I think that's where the law obviously can target opportunities for racial profiling or things that we don't want to see and we don't need to see, especially in 2010. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to have people around the world and around the country look at our state as, less than equal, less than fair. As a proud citizen of the state, you know, I want us to be held in the highest esteem. I think we have a lot of great attributes and a lot of great people, and I think that we need to be very cautious in how we respect our civil liberties and the tone we're setting and the precedents we're setting going forward.
Steve, from the inside, what effect has Alvin had on the team?
Alvin's been great. I mean, he's a terrific coach. I think he puts us in a great position to win games with his game plans. He's also a lot of fun to play for, and at the same time, you know, he lets us have it when we're not giving it, and we're not – mentally prepared, we're not physically prepared, and so he walks that line where, you know, he really makes us play up to our capabilities. Well, I think more so in the defensive end. You know, we in some ways we have better personnel for it, but in other ways we've simplified things. We know what is asked of us, and guys are held accountable. And I think that's a little difference than our emphasis in the past.
You attacked the basket so hard so early last night. Did you do anything to take pressure on your teammates
to kind of get you jump started? Or did you just take? Yeah. No, I wanted to be aggressive. I wanted to, you know, really come out and give my teammates confidence. You know, maybe it backfires, but I think even if you don't score them all, I think it sets the tone. I think it allows the team to feel a strength and an energy. And as a veteran, I got to try to give whatever I can.
You realize your statement about immigration may actually endear you to San Antonio fans. That's pretty dangerous.
I don't know if after all these years it's possible for Spurs fans to be endeared to myself, but same goes for the Latino community. You know, we realize how important those fans are to their club and this league, and what a great fan base that is for the Spurs. So we have a lot of love for our Latino fans. We have Latino players on both teams, and unfortunately, that's the group that seems targeted by this bill. And it's a shame.
Did Robert talk to you guys about
that? Yeah, he did. You know, he talked to us and told us where he was coming from, and told us it was up to us how we approached it.
And you all did their message.
Everyone was behind it. You know, everyone wanted to wear the jerseys.
Do you expect to continue to attack Manu defensively with a lot of hard hedges and double teams on what he's picking up?
Well, you know, we certainly don't want to give him opportunities. I mean, he's such a great player, and the more freedom you give him, the more he'll make you pay. So we want to be aggressive with him, but that's a fine line to walk. You're over-aggressive and he makes you pay. You're under-aggressive, he makes you pay. So we have to find a really nice balance of being there and in support of one another and trying to limit his opportunities to get into the paint.
Steve, when people talk about the rest you guys need between games, who needs it more, you or Tim?
It's a tie, But I think both of us are fine with a day in between. I mean,
Steve apologized if you answered this already before I was here, but how did the hip respond today after you went 70 minutes?
The hip feels good. No setbacks, so I'm hoping it's behind me, and there's no flare-ups thus far.
Was it a coincidence that you came out so strong after having 3 days off? Or?